April 23rd, 2024. Havecast 528, episode 528. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Man broke into his ex-girlfriend's house and steals AC unit. Police say that man should serve as a beacon of inspiration to us all. We should all aspire to reach that level of petty professionalism. You tell your new man to bring his own unit. You two will not be making love under my air conditioner. I'm taking that with me into my new relationship. A man is facing burglary and theft of property charges after allegedly breaking into his girlfriend's home and stealing an air conditioning unit. Damn right. On Friday, police officers responded to an aggravated burglary call on Orr Street. When they arrived, the female victim told them that her children's father, Christopher Washington, entered her residence through an unsecured window and took an air conditioning unit. You knew who you was dealing with when you met him, sweetheart. You lucky you only had time to get the air conditioning, because he would have stole your microwave tray, your couch cushion covers, all the batteries out of your remote, and your smoke detectors. She said the air conditioning unit was worth $60. Police say Washington, 41, was recorded on a Ring camera carrying the air conditioning unit away from the residence. Officers detained him nearby with the unit inside his vehicle. The victim was able to identify the unit as the one taken from her home. Officers also located three social security cards and one debit card that were taken from the residence. Most likely that was the kid's social security card, so you know he was going to bring them back. That's the best way to keep an open dialogue with your ex. I wonder if they touched their hand to the AC unit to see if it had been recently used, like when somebody just drove a car. She told officers that Washington did not have permission to enter her home, and that right there is the problem. Washington was taken to 170 North Main Street, where he was read his rights. He waived them and told police that the air conditioning unit found in his vehicle belonged to his uncle. He said he was bringing it to the victim because her air was out. Washington was charged with aggravated burglary and theft of property, $1,000 or less. He is being held on $30,000 bond. There you have it, kids. Christopher Washington, the proud prince of petty. If he can't possess your heart, he will purloin your property. Next up. Baltimore High School athletic director used AI-generated racist rant to frame principal. There are people out there who are just as bad, if not worse, than racists and xenophobes. These are people who care nothing for any individual culture or ethnic background, not even their own, but they know where the tensions lie. They know how to stoke the fires to get the clicks, to get the attention, in some cases to get monetary gain, to capitalize on it, or weaponize it by using it to drag someone else down. A Baltimore school athletic director faces multiple criminal charges after police allege he framed his school principal using artificial intelligence to create a racist conversation that never happened. Baltimore County Police on Thursday arrested Pikesville High School's former athletic director, Dejan Darien, 31, for using AI to impersonate Principal Eric Iceworth, making racist and anti-Semitic comments. Darien faces charges of disrupting school activities, retaliation, stalking, and theft as a result of investigation into the recording about black students and teachers and Jewish parents that was shared widely on social media, WBAL reports. You see how simple it is for AI to manipulate a photo or a video? What makes you think it's not just as easy, even more easy, to do the same thing with someone's voice? But there's always a group of people out there that will take something and run with it and spread it regardless if they know it's true or not. Shout out to the people who actually said, hey, that doesn't sound like something he would say. That's out of his character. And of course, they temporarily removed him from his office, but that's procedure and probably more of a safety concern, because he was getting so many media messages. It was ridiculous. It shows for dark times. Darien was arrested at Baltimore Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport. That's a long ass name. En route to Houston after Maryland Transportation Authority police questioned him about his declared firearm and realized he was wanted on a warrant issued the same night, according to the news site. The audio clip had profound repercussions. Police wrote in charging documents incited by the Baltimore Banner. It not only led to Eisworth's temporary removal from the school, but also triggered a wave of hate-filled messages on social media and numerous calls to the school. All you got to do is put a little bit of bait and the piranhas will come running. The recording also caused significant disruptions for the PHS staff and students. The faked racist rant involved a voice that sounded like Eisworth complaining he has to put up with ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, as well as black teachers who should have never been hired. The voice made to sound as if it were speaking to a woman named Kathy that many interpreted to be Vice Principal Kathy Albert also said he was sick of the inadequacies of these people, and if he has to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side, whatever the hell that means, the Baltimore Sun reports. Because I'm not so naive to believe that someone can't say these things, but damn, that statement was so jam-packed, you could have split it in half and got two people fired with it. That poor vice principal, imagine the shrapnel she must have caught. Like, why would he feel comfortable telling you something like this? The recording was emailed to Darian and two physical education teachers at the school around 10 p.m. on January 16th, not even 24 hours after Martin Luther King Day. Pay attention. One of the teachers, Shayna Ravenel, mentioned in the recording as staff member who shouldn't have been hired, forwarded the email to a student, a media, and the NAACP. Ravenel told police she forwarded the recording to the student, who she knew would rapidly spread the message around various social media outlets and throughout the school, according to the Banner. Ravenel, who was not renewing her contract at PHS, has not been charged with a crime, but she did submit her resignation alongside Darian, and April 16th school board document shows. These are the type of people that make it so easy, useful fools, to spread unfounded allegations like this like wildfire. She didn't even sleep her wine off first, but what concerns me is why did she send a student this type of content without the permission of that student's parents or even the school board? Why didn't she confront the principal first? Both Billy Burke, head of the administrative union, and Eisworth suggested to police the audio was AI generated, with Eisworth pointing to Darian. Investigators subpoenaed documents from Google, AT&T, and T-Mobile that led them to an internet provider address registered to Darian's grandmother, not granny, and discovered the recovery cell phone number associated with the Google account was registered to Darian, according to police. A district information technology employee discovered Darian used the Baltimore County Public Schools network to access language tools, OpenAI, and a Microsoft Bing chat service on three occasions between December and January 15th, the Sun reports, Martin Luther King Day. Police also learned Eisworth initiated a theft investigation of Darian in 2023, there it is, for allegedly paying a roommate $1,910 to serve as an assistant girl soccer coach, a role the roommate never held. A separate article said misappropriation of funds, misused funds. You want to know what's interesting to me? I'll tell you anyway. This is only a microcosm. This is only an experiment. This is only an example of what could possibly happen. What if this type of situation happens to a government official or some sort of politician to incite the masses helter-skelter? And people are going to run with it until they figure out that it's fake. But by then, what if the damage has already been done? Multiple AI experts contacted by the Banner and police concluded the audio recording was fake based on the voice's flat tone, relatively clean background noise, and a lack of breathing or pauses that are common with AI. University of Colorado Denver forensic analyst Kathleen Gregoris found the recording contained traces of AI-generated content with human editing after the fact, which added background noises for realism, according to charging documents cited by the Banner. University of California Berkeley's Henry Fareed also found the recording was manipulated and multiple recordings were spliced together. The documents read, Baltimore County officials and BCSD Superintendent Miriam Rogers scheduled a press conference on Darian's arrest for Thursday. Rogers in January said the highly offensive and inappropriate statements about African-American students, Pikesville High School staff, and Pikesville's Jewish community were disturbing. There are people out there who are racist, unfortunately. Then there are people out there who care nothing for race, religion, or politics, but they know exactly what to use to get people fighting in the comments, to get people fighting with each other in the streets, to sow as much discord and dissension as they possibly can, and AI is only going to be used as a tool to further this in the future. Be careful. Fun show, fun show, fun show. If you like what I'm doing here, if you like my podcast, subscribe, follow me wherever you're listening. Subscribe, follow me wherever you're watching. Subscribe to my new website, www.watchaeor.com. I'm adding new and old content to it every day. If you would like to make a donation, my Cash App, my PayPal, my Buy Me a Coffee, All that info is up on the website, www.watchaeor.com. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois. You knew who you was dealing with when you met him, sweetheart. Petty Patrol. You lucky he didn't steal all the batteries out of your remote controls and take the microwave. And you and your new fella will not be sleeping under my AC. I'm taking mines with me into my next relationship. There are people out there who are just as bad or even worse than racists and xenophobes. These are the groups of people who care nothing for any specific culture or any specific ethnic background, but they know where the tensions are. They know exactly how to stoke the fires of racism, bigotry, and anti-Semitism. They know exactly what to say in order to get attention, clicks, likes, or monetary gain, and they know exactly...